Okay, so in terms of structural defect when you're buying property, it just depends what the defect is. So I have bought stuff that, for example, I mean, structural defect could be subsidence, where you actually do physically the ground is moving underneath the house. So in terms of that kind of structure, I have always stayed well away from it. There's a reason why, because I just don't have the time to go and do underpinning, which means that you have to dig it out, build it up. Build it back up with concrete and then rebuild the bay, for example, that's collapsing. So in that way, structural defect like that, I will stay well away from. The other ones that are quite common in terms of structural defect, Japanese knotweed, which is the type of weed that grows and can be quite detrimental to the property, and their roots are so strong they can damage the property, I also stay away from. In terms of other structural defect I've bought on the flip side would be things like where I've bought lots of in the past drug dens where we've bought them and they've actually been completely dissipated as a property where holes in the floor literally the last one we did was a block of 10 flat and it was completely they joined two buildings together by boring through the loft. And then joining them so that they can get round each of the flats in that block while they were growing weed and stuff. So it just depends on the type of structural damage. But the two that I've always avoided is subsidence, which is the movement in the ground, and Japanese knotweed. Anything else I have bought and I will consider as long as I know I can get in and get out within, say, 6 months at the most. You can get insurances, by the way, on the subsidence. You can get insurance and a treatment plan on Japanese knotweed. But yet again, I think there's too many deals to apply to go for than to worry too much about deals that can actually get stuck in the insurance process. You can't refinance because now the money is a lot more expensive to borrow because there's been structural issues with it. Having said that, I know a lot of people that do buy structural damage property at a heavier discount because they know what's wrong with it. And that's another different niche that people go down the route of. It's just not mine. What are my thoughts about buying mixed use, so shop and then flats above? On a busy high street. So what are the pros and cons of it? Well, quite frankly, I like it. I've done quite a few of those mixed use commercial as they're called. So shop or shops below and then flats above. On a busy commercial, recently we bought only about 3 4 months ago we bought one, six flats, two shop on a busy commercial. And so yes, I do like them. Why do I like them? Basically, as mixed use, you can get a diversified income. So you gain the residential rent as well as the commercial rent. So typically, commercial rent is the tenant themselves take the lease and they look after the place for the period of 5 years that they signed. And you are almost guaranteed the rent there. As well as you've got the residential that you can refinance and take all your money out. On top of that, benefits on the stamp duty tax rate when you're buying mixed use commercial. But just to finish off the answer around being on a busy high street, quite frankly, there's depending on where you are, of course, in the country, if people are already renting, then there's a demand there. Title split is a really great way that we do this because we recycle the money out through refinancing the residential. And typically, I don't even refinance the commercial units to it. I keep them unencumbered and I rent them out and I take the rent unencumbered. But in terms of does it matter if it's busy high street, secondary high street? Quite frankly, no. It just for me always goes back down to how much are we paying for it? Is it below market value and can we recycle our capital out so that we can use the same money to buy the next one? Should you stay away if you're buying a block that's already got its title has been split already, so it's already on one freehold separate to the leasehold? And should you buy it, or what should you be considering if you are thinking about buying it? Well, the answer is a little bit more detailed. So, for example, some parts of the area of the country, Lytham St Annes come to mind, is part of somewhere around Blackpool Way. So that part is a very posh part, but for some reason the council owns all of the freehold there on these flats. So you will be buying a block of flats with a multiple leases rather than the freehold itself. That's just a quirk in that area. So would we buy? Of course we will buy. And why would we buy? Because ultimately these leases were created 999 years ago or 200 years ago or a long period of time ago. So the factor that I will be looking at when I'm looking at buying a block that's already been split is how long ago has these leases been created? Why? Because if you create, let's say I buy a block and I split it today and I register the lease, and the lease today in 2025 is valued at £200,000 for each flat, and there are five flats, so it's £1 million. So tomorrow somebody else buys it and they go to refinance it and they say, do you know what, I want the value to be put up at £300,000. The challenge here is the surveyor will say, hang on a minute, a year ago or a month ago it was 200,000. How can you say it's now worth 300,000? What has been done to the building that will increase the value by £100,000 or more? And this is the challenge that you will find. So the time that the lease was created is critical to understand, and the value that was put on there. Now, conversely, if the lease was created 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and the value of that lease at that time was 50,000 and today's 200,000, the surveyor, when they come out, would actually value it to what he sees today. What is in the area, half a mile radius to the area, how much is the typical flat that he's coming to value worth? And that's the valuation that you will get. So that's the biggest critical factor to look out for when you're buying an already split building with leases already in place, is how long they have been in place. So what kind of fire reg systems you need to have nowadays that you need to put in place for your buy-to-lets or your title split blocks of flats? Well, quite frankly, there's been a massive change in the regulations since October 2024. And that's because of Grenfell. So Grenfell has really changed how the requirements for every property is dealt with. To be honest, there's so much change that, you know, one podcast will not be enough. But suffice it to say that I'm going to give you a quick summary of some of the ones that we're dealing with at the moment and what the changes are. So I'll take one flat that we own with another person. So we own the leasehold for the first floor flat, and the downstairs is owned by somebody else. The freehold is owned by a massive freehold holding company, a global company. So they have then been in touch saying, you know, because it's a two flat block, we need to add extra fire systems in place, which are interlinking. So if there's a fire upstairs, it interlinks to the main hallway downstairs, and then the downstairs flat will also be alerted as well. So that's one of the changes that never used to be. It always used to be each flat has a smoke alarm in the kitchen, a heat alarm in the kitchen, and then a smoke alarm in the hallway, and maybe depending on the structure in the hallway downstairs. But now they want the interlinking bit of the building to be interlinked with each flat. So I'll give you an example of a block of flats that we're doing, six flats, two shop. We've had to now increase the number of fire alarm systems put in place, a break glass put in place that will then connect. So each of the six flats to each other. So on the inside of each flat, when you walk in through your front door, there's a new smoke alarm that's going to be then put in. That will be then interlinked with one straight on the outside of in the main corridor. The idea being that if there's a fire in that flat, by the time the fire reaches that smoke alarm by the front door and there's a fire door there, it then launches all of the outside fire alarm in the hallway, in the main communal hallway, that then triggers all of the fire alarms, which then alerts everybody in the building. On top of that, there is one then that connects from the main hallway into the shops and vice versa. So if the shop downstairs happened to have a fire, the smoke alarm would detect it and then alert everybody in that building. So it's quite complex. It changes and it varies from building to building. It's all to do with how the escape route is configured for people on the third floor to the ground floor to the shop. So my best advice to you will be always get a fire risk assessment done by qualified fire risk assessors. They will come out and actually review your building with you, give you a recommendation of works to be done. The good thing with these fire risk assessors, they are not the ones that will actually do the work. So they don't end up lining their own pockets. They will give you the right advice with the right works that needs to be done and advise you with the type of equipment you need to buy depending on the building you have. And then you can then source qualified electricians, fire installers to come and actually do the actual works for you. By the time you finish that, they will then give you a certificate to sign off on the works with, for example, fire panels is needed, and you will then have them maybe get a maintenance. We have a maintenance pack with all of our fire risk guys or fire installers so that they come and actually maintain and service it twice a year, once a year, depending on the building and depending on the size of it. So it's a big subject, and I have not given it enough time because we can go the rabbit holes here, but the takeaway here is to find a fire risk assessor locally. There are regulated service, you can Google it and find the local guys to you to come out and actually inspect your building and get the right works done once and for all.